Friends, Pastor Ray Steadman was teaching a seminar on prophecy.
各位弟兄姐妹，有一个牧师，他叫Ray Steadman， 他在一个讲集会里面，在那边讲有关先知的事情。
A young man got out of his seat, came to the front, stood next to him, and said, "I am Elijah, come back from heaven."
哇，结果呢，有一个年轻人从他座位起来，站在他的旁边，声称说，我就是以利亚。
He looked at him.
他看看他。
So we don't think you're Elijah. We think you should sit down again.
我们不认为你就是以利亚，你应该坐在椅子上面听。
The man said, "No, I want to teach the seminar now. I want to teach the class."
但是他很坚持说，不要，我要来，因为我是以利亚，我要在这个讲习会里面来先讲。
They kicked him out.
他们呢就把他赶出去。
Jesus made many controversial statements about himself, and the people of Galilee didn't know what to do with him.
事实上，我们主耶稣在2000年的时候也曾经做过一些争议性的言论，所以那时候加利利人呢就不知道要怎么样来对付他。
Jesus said so many strange things that even though many people followed him after the feeding of the 5,000, by the end of the chapter, it says, from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
虽然耶稣在之前他曾经用五个饼两个鱼喂饱五千个人，可是呢，这些人呢到最后跟耶稣说，我们再也不跟从你了。
They decided he wasn't worth following. Why was that?
在之前呢，他们一直跟着他，而且甚至不劳辛苦，一直要找到他们。但到现在，为什么不别而去呢？到底为什么？
You see, in John 6, Jesus fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 small fish in the north at the Sea of Galilee.
在约翰福音第六章24节，他讲到说，耶稣呢曾经用五个饼两个鱼呢喂饱了五千个人。
And verse 14 and 15, after the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
事实上，在约翰福音第六章十五节，他提到说，众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这真是那要到世间来的先知。耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
The people were waiting for a prophet or a Messiah from Galilee. They wanted a revolution. Passover time was an intense nationalist time, and people were ready to make Jesus king.
事实上，当时的人，加利利人呢，他们所期待的就是有一个弥赛亚能够来到世间，他们认为这个月节的时候呢是一个最好的时机，他们可以做一些复国主义的事情。
Jesus says no and he leaves.
但是呢，耶稣却不这样想，所以他离开了。
In John chapter 6:16 and 24, we know the disciples set sail for Capernaum and Jesus met them walking on the water.
在约翰福音六章十六到二十四节，他提到说，他的门徒呢，这时候搭了船走到另外一岸，可是呢，耶稣在水上走路，在那边跟他们见面。
The next day, the crowd followed them across, got into their boats, and went to find Jesus again.
结果呢，这些群众到原来的地方化解呢，耶稣也不在，他的门徒也不在了。
First main point: Why some people fail to believe?
我想呢，我们来思想一下。为什么这些人他不愿意相信？
They are too earthly focused.
首先第一个原因呢，是因为他们太看重世上的食物了。
When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and you had your fill."
在二十五到二十七节，他提到说，既在海那边找着了，就对他说，拉比，是几时到这里来呢？耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因吃饼而得饱。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存在永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们，因为人子是父神所印证的。
He says, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval."
就是我刚刚所念过的二十七节。
So the people are materialists, their stomachs are full and they're happy.
所以呢，一般人呢都是注重物质。如果说他们能够吃饱饭，他们就高兴。
But they miss the spiritual significance of what happened.
但是呢，他们忽略掉了这种属灵方面的一些意义。
But Jesus had come to fill empty souls, not empty stomachs.
事实上，耶稣基督呢，他来到世上是为了我们空虚的心灵，不是为了我们空的肚子。
He was not to be a political messiah or a freedom fighter.
他不是要做政治界的弥赛亚。他是要来救我们的生命的。
He refused to endorse the political aspirations of the Galilean mob.
所以呢，他不愿意为这一些护国而在那边热心的人，他不愿意为他们做那个背书的工作。
Verse 27, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, what must we do to do the works God requires?And Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.
27-29节，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存在永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。因为人子是父神所印证的。众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
But secondly, people who don't believe reject Jesus' supernatural claims.
还有第二原因，为什么人不愿意相信，是因为他们拒绝耶稣所新出来一些 超自然的一些能力的声明。
And in verse 30, they asked for a miracle.
在30节呢，他讲到说，他曾经施神迹。
Look at the verse here. What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
结果呢，他们竟然问耶稣说，在三十节，他说：“你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你？你到底做什么事呢？”他们又提到说：“我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。”
Verse 32, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said, "Sir."From now on, give us this bread.
结果呢，耶稣跟他们讲，在三十六节更正他们的一个观念。他说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父从天上来的真粮赐给你们。因为神的粮就是从天上降下来，是生命给世界的。”他们说：“主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。”
Friends, it's straight here. They want a miracle, but Jesus just fed 5,000 people.They ate of the bread, but they didn't recognize the miracle.
弟兄姐妹，当耶稣呢用五个饼两个鱼喂饱了五千个人，竟然他们还觉得不够，他们要耶稣能够施显神迹。
He talks about bread, and they say, "Oh, give us some bread."
他们竟然想要再有面包能够来喂他们。
And they cite Moses a sign, the manna from heaven, and Jesus says, "That's my dad who gave you that bread."
他们告诉耶稣说。我们摩西呢，在一千年前的时候，他们曾经降下玛拉给他们。
Jesus claims a divine origin.
耶稣呢，在这边他声明他的神的性神性。
It says, verse 33, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven." See, he comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me."That I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day.
因为耶稣有神性，所以在33-33节，他提到说，因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来，是生命给世界的。38节，因为我从天上降下来，不是按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。39，差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却要叫他复活。
And secondly, he claims a divine mission. He came from heaven for a mission, and his mission was to raise the dead.
在第二点呢，耶稣他声明他从天上来的神圣的使命。
Thirdly, he claims a divine ministry.
首先呢，他讲到说他有一个神圣的使命。
He says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty."
他讲到说我是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远都不渴。
Friends, this is the first of the I am statements in the Gospel of John. There are seven. This is the first one.
这是第一次他讲到说我是生命之粮，当我是的时候是在约翰福音里面是第一次讲到我是这句话，总共有七次。
And it echoes Exodus chapter 3 verse 14 where God says I am who I am.
这个呢就是我们如果看旧约在出埃及记的时候当神向 摩西显现的时候他跟他说我就是自由拥有了我是。
And Jesus makes himself equal with God.
事实上当耶稣在那边声我是我是的时候意思就是他是跟神是一样的。
You can try and satisfy your soul with a car or a career or a house or a new religion or maybe even a new wife or husband. But only Jesus, the bread of life, can satisfy your spiritual hunger.
事实上当要满足你自己的时候你可能会想买一个新车想要找一个新的工作或是买一个房子甚至于说找一个新的太太但是只有耶稣他的生命之粮他能够满足你心灵的需要。
Jesus said, He who comes to me will never go hungry.He who believes in me will never be thirsty.
耶稣说到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不渴。
But the listeners are confused because Jesus said he's come from heaven, but they know his mom and dad. They know where he grew up, and they think Jesus is crazy.
但是呢对他们而言这是很混淆的。耶稣基督耶稣明明是他爸爸妈妈 他都知道他们是谁为什么他说他自己是从天上来的呢？
At this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven?
所以41-42节他就提到说犹太人呢他在那边咕哝说了说耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮他就私下议论他说这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗他的父母我们岂不认得吗他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢
It was very difficult for Jesus to get them to believe him and to understand him.
所以呢实在是很困难耶稣很困难让他们能够明白。
If my daughter came up,next week with me and said, I came down from heaven. Listen to me. What would you say?
如果说我的女儿在下个礼拜她上来跟我讲说我就是从天上来的，那你要怎么说？
We think she was sick, right?
我们可能认为她生病了哈。
We'd call the doctor.
我们必须要把她送去看医生。
Or the psychiatrist.
特别是心理医师。
Or the mental health team, right?
可能有一些在心理方面治疗师来帮助他。
Jesus says, I came down from heaven and I'm the savior of the world. And they're thinking this is crazy.
当耶稣说我是从天上来的生命之粮我要来拯救你们那当时听的人呢很容易就想说他是发疯了。
And then Jesus confuses them even more and we find that they find his cross scandalous.
耶稣呢还有一件事情让他们觉得很困扰就是说他会被钉在十字架上面。
He's going to start talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood.
他甚至于说要他们吃他的肉然后喝他的血。
He said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If a man eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. On the cross,Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
当在这个经文52节，他讲到说，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我要吃的粮就是我的肉，为世人的生命所赐。那这时候犹太人呢，就说，哇，怎么可能？他竟然要把肉给我们吃
？Now, friends, later Christians and even yourself, you may think it's an allusion to communion, but I don't think that's in Jesus' mind here.
对于我们已经信主的基督徒因为我们参加过主餐我们可能会想说哦，这个意义可能就是主餐的意义因为有饼有酒有杯所以呢代表他的身体还有他的
Jesus uses a, what we might call a gruesome metaphor of eating his flesh drinking his blood to show the importance of fully believing in him
耶稣呢在这边他是用一个很让人家听起来很可怕 的一些隐喻说吃他的肉还有喝他的血。
Let's have a look at the two verses side by side. Number one, chapter 6, verse 54. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
我们有可以从，如果说我们要了解说这一句话的意义，我们可以比照两节经文，一个就是54节，他讲到说，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
And verse 40, everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
在40节他又提到说，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
They are parallel verses, so to eat Jesus and drink him is the same as believing in him.
你们那个 有一张副页，有一张纸，对，你们可以来看，会比较容易一点。这两节经文呢，后面都一样，得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。但是前面呢，54节他讲到说，吃我肉喝我血的人，那40节呢，他讲到说，叫一切见子而信的人，所以可见呢，吃我肉喝我血的意思是说，叫一切见子看到耶稣基督就愿意相信，就是吃他的血，吃他的肉，喝他的血。
And Jesus makes a summary, verse 53. I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you.
所以呢，耶稣在53节他做一个结论，他说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Verse 57, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me, eating on Jesus, will live because of me.
57节，永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
Verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
51节，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人的生命所赐的。
So now at the end of the chapter, they're listening to Jesus and they're all confused. This sounds crazy. And they said, this is hard teaching. Who can accept it?
当耶稣这样跟他们讲的时候呢，他们觉得很困惑。他讲说，这个话甚难听得懂，谁能听呢？
And they walk away from Jesus because their hearts are hard.
结果呢，他们就离开了耶稣，因为他们的心是很刚硬的。
Remembering the disciples here is not the 12, it just means the many people in the crowds who follow Jesus. It's a general use of the word disciple.
当圣经上告诉我们说有一些门徒他就离开耶稣了，可是门徒在这边呢并不是指那个12个使徒，他是一般的意义，就反正有跟着他的就叫做他的门徒。
And aware that his disciples were grumbling about this in chapter 661, Jesus said to them, does this offend you? He's talking about eating flesh and drinking blood. What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?
61节、62节，他提到说，耶稣呢，他心里知道门徒他们在议论他，就他对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃了吗？我跟你讲说，吃我的身体，吃我的肉，喝我的血，就让你们跌倒吗？但是当你们看到在十字架上面人升到他原来所在的地方，那你们又会怎么想这件事情呢
？So if they find this symbolic language gruesome and incomprehensible, how are they going to cope when they see the Messiah arrested?Beaten, nails in his hands, stuck up on a cross, dying. What will they think then? If they can't handle the language, how are they going to cope when they see the real thing of Jesus dying on the cross?
当如果说这些话都会让你困惑，但是等到那一天，耶稣被逮捕，被鞭打，然后钉在十字架上面，然后后来复活，那你要怎么样去思想，这些事实呢？
The gospel is Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews,foolishness to the Greeks.
事实上当耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，他就变成犹太人的绊脚石，对希腊人而言呢，他们认为说，十字架是一种愚拙的。
For many unbelievers, a dead suffering or suffering and dead Messiah makes no sense.
对不肯相信的人呢，他们认为说，耶稣是为我们而被钉在十字架，这是不可能相信的。
But Jesus said, this bread is my fleshwhich I will give for the life of the world.
但是耶稣说，这个粮就是我的肉，为要使世人得生命。
So we have Jesus' great miracle, 5,000 people fed, the crowd follow him.
所以呢，我们看到耶稣用五个饼两个鱼喂饱了5000个人，所以很多人就跟随着他。
He speaks about coming down from heaven, and they don't believe him.
但是很奇怪，当他说我是生命的粮，是从天上降下来，是更好的，结果他们都走开了。
He speaks about dying for us on a cross, and they don't follow him.
当他们说我要在十字架为你们，为拯救你们的生命而死，结果呢，他们就不愿意跟着他了。
And they walk away.
他们走掉了。
Friends, when I preach the gospel and people don't believe, I get disheartened and disappointed.
当我刚开始在传福音的时候，在布道会传福音的时候，当我告诉他们这个福音的时候呢，人不愿意相信，我就觉得很难过。
I sometimes think, will anyone believe?
我今天想说，到底有谁会相信呢？
We'll preach at the carols. In fact, Nathan will preach at the carols this year. We'll preach at Christmas services, special events, and many people hear the message and they walk away and they don't believe.
我常常经历到呢，圣诞节当我们有圣诞诗歌的时候或是说在礼拜天在这边讲一些信息，或是其他的场合，当我跟他讲福音的时候呢，他们听了以后呢，就走掉了。
I'm a little bit encouraged because Jesus preached and they didn't believe him either.
所以呢，当同样呢，耶稣在那边跟他们讲说，人就走掉了。
And he's the Messiah.
而且呢，他是弥赛亚。
He's the Son of God, and they didn't believe him either.
虽然他是神的儿子，但是人还是不愿意相信他。
But secondly, why believers do believe and are secure eternally on the positive side?
所以呢，我们就要思想说，为什么人不相信，可是呢，还是很多人他愿意相信。
There are some very helpful things in this passage. Let me briefly tell you what they are.
以下有几个经文可以帮助我们来思想为什么。
Firstly, God's sovereignty. God is at work.
首先呢，神他有他的主权。
Chapter 6:37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
37节他提到说，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
Verse 44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
44节，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。
64, yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him.
64-65 节他提到说，只是你们中间有不信的人，耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。
So the Father has to draw us to Jesus.
所以呢，事实上是神让我们能够来相信他的。
I cannot convince you by my good arguments.
虽然我不管怎么样跟你谈，你也不能，你也不会相信。
You can't convince someone else by your good arguments.
事实上你也没有办法去说服一个人来信这个福音。
It's the Father, Jesus said, draws people to faith in Him.
所以呢，耶稣说，事实上是我们天上的父亲是父神，他来吸引你到他前面来。
So Jesus was not discouraged when many people walked away because he knew the Father was going to bring him some people.
所以呢，当耶稣看到这一群人都走开的时候呢，他并不会觉得很挫折，因为他知道这一切都是神的工作。
Jesus did not die on a cross and go to heaven and then wait around hoping that someone might believe in him. He knew that the Father was going to give him some people.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，看到这些人甚至在十字架下面来诅咒他、咒骂他的时候呢，他不会觉得很挫折，说我为你们死，结果你们竟然都走掉了。
Let me give you an example. Her name, let's call her Mary.
让我来跟你讲一个例子。
She was in a non-religious family and never went to church.
这个人叫做 Mary 呢，她是一个不信者的家庭长大，她从来就没有到过教会。
When she was in high school, Billy Graham held a big crusade in Sacramento, and she went along because a friend invited her.
当她在读高中的时候呢，格里汉到他们家乡里面去布道。
She said, I'll go, I'll sit, fold my arms, I'll listen, but I won't believe.
当他朋友邀请他的时候，他说好，我去。但是他告诉自己呢，我就去了，我就坐着，然后我就插着手，这你怎么讲，我都不愿意相信。
The choir sang, testimonies were given, and special music was played.
所以呢，当整个节目进行，有诗班唱，有人起来做见证，有一些好听的诗歌，但是他都不为所动。
He says, I know Billy Graham's trying to work with people and make it emotional so they come forward to believe in him. In
他觉得格里汉呢，他只是用一些技巧，让一些人可以能够来相信他的信息。
She says, I know what he's doing, I'm not going to go.
所以呢，他就告诉自己说，不管你怎么说，我绝对不会去的。
She said, I'm strong and to not believe in Jesus. I'm going to sit in my seat and I'm not going to go forward to give my life to Jesus.
我不管怎么样呢，我就坐在我的位置上，不管你怎么样的呼召，我就是不愿意出去。
And then Billy Graham said, now it's time to give your life to Jesus. If you'd like to give your life to Jesus, come on out of your seats, come down to the front where the counselors are here. Billy Graham said that.
当格林汉到最后呼召的时候，你们有谁愿意来前面来表示你愿意相信耶稣基督？
And Mary said, I was the first one to get out of my seat and I ran down to the front and I was embarrassed because everyone else was walking and I was running to the front to give my life to Jesus.
结果 Mary 呢竟然发生了，她当格林汉呼召的时候，她不但出来，而且呢是最快的速度出来。当他看后面的时候，哇，花姐她竟然是第一个走出来的，而且呢别人用走的，她是用跑的。
Why？
为什么会这样子呢
？Because the Spirit of God, the Father was drawing her.
因为父神在她心里上感动，让她愿意出来。
Friends, we had people come to this church over the years. I've been here for 17 and a half years. People come in with husbands or wives and they say, I'm not going to believe in Jesus. I'm just going to sit in the back row, not looking at anyone at the back row. I'm going to sit in the back row and then I'm going to go home afterwards. And they become Christians.
在这边，我在这边服务17年半的时候呢，我常常看到一些现象。当不管是妻子邀到丈夫来，或者丈夫邀到妻子来，他们刚来的时候呢，都是表现是说我不可能相信的。可是呢，到最后他们相信了。
One man said to me once, he would come with his wife, sit up the back, and I would preach, and he would say, "How did you know that was happening in my life? Did someone tell you what was happening?" I said, "No, I just taught the Bible."
当有一次呢，我在讲一个信息的时候，在后面有一个先生呢，他就问我说：“你怎么会讲出我心中的事情？”最后我只能够跟他说：“不是我知道，我是说我从圣经里面看到的。”
God was speaking to him, and God brought him to faith.
神他向他心里说话，他在里面做工。
That gives me hope as I do Christian ministry that God is working by His Spirit to bring people to Himself.
所以呢，所有事工都不是因为我们使人来相信，而是圣灵的工作让他们能够来相信耶稣基督。
No one can come unless the Father who sent him draws me, and I will raise him up at the last day. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
所以44节他提到说，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。37节，凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来。到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
That brings us great assurance. And then continuing 37 to 39, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day.
所以呢，下面几个经文可以给我们基督徒呢一个得救的切记，没有问题，神一定会救我们。他讲到37节，他讲到说，凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来；到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。38节，因为我从天上降下来，不是要按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。39节39，差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日要叫他复活。
God's sovereignty, God is at work, but we are still responsible to believe.
所以呢，前面告诉我们说，神有主权，他愿意来让我们能够得救。可是呢，另外一方面呢，我们要考虑到说，人他也有他的责任。
Jesus answered verse 29, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So we must believe. God is drawing us, but we must believe.
所以在29节，耶稣说，信神所差来的就是做神的工。所以呢，一方面神让我们能够相信他，另外一方面我们也要相信他才可以。
Verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. So we must come to him. He who believes in me will never be thirsty.
所以35节，耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来，一定要到我这里来，才必定不饿。信我的，你一定要相信他，才能够永远不渴。
Verse 40, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
40节，我父的意思是叫一切见子而信，看到他而相信的人得到永生，而且在末日他要使我们 护。
So we believe in Jesus, we come to Jesus, we look to Jesus to be saved.
啊，所以呢，我们愿意来到耶稣的面前，我们望着他，我们愿意相信他。
And verse 47, I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life.
啊，所以四十七节他讲到说，我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生。
Friends, when all the people walked away from Jesus, Jesus then looked to his disciples and he said, "Do you want to leave too?"
啊，当耶稣看到原来跟着他的人、寻找他的人啊，竟然一个一个走掉了，所以耶稣就问门徒说：“你们也要走掉吗？”
And Simon Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God."
啊，还好西门彼得他回答他说：“主啊。”你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
Friends, we have a choice in life.
啊，所以呢，啊，在我们生命中，我们有两个选择。
We hear the message about Jesus, and some people walk away, while other people put their faith in him.
啊，当我们听到这个信息的时候呢，啊，有一些人就像前面一样，选择的是走掉。
I remember the sad story one day of a woman in her 20s who used to come to church for a few months, learning about Jesus. Then one day she said, "I've heard his message. I don't believe it. I'm no longer coming back to this church."
It's a sad day. 啊，他在这边参加几个月的啊崇拜，但是到最后告诉我说，我听到你的信息，可是呢，我实在是没有办法相信，我要走了。
But next Sunday night.Right here in the baptism, seven people are being baptized. Seven people.
但是呢，啊，当那一件事情过一个礼拜呢，晚上啊，在这个水池里面呢，有七个人他受浸了。
They heard the message, they believed the message, and they have life.
啊，因为这个七个人呢，他听到这个信息，他们愿意相信，所以他们生命就能够得救了。
Our job as a church is to take the message of Jesus to our community that many would be saved.
我们教会最主要的任务啊，是把神的福音告诉所有的人，让他们生命能够 得救。
And to God be the glory.
啊，让神能够得到荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们一块来祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the bread of life.
啊，主啊，谢谢你，你是生命之粮。
That you died on the cross for our sins.
啊，因为我们的罪啊，你死在十字架上。
That you arose from the dead and ascended back into heaven.
啊，但是啊，你从死里复活，哦，到天父那边，坐在他的右边。
Help us here to believe in you and to trust in you.
啊，帮助我们啊，让我们能够相信你，也能够将生命的主权交给你。
And we pray that you will give us courage to proclaim the gospel this Christmas season.
啊，求你帮助我们啊，让我们有勇气啊，将这个好上好的信息来传给人。
Amen.
Amen.